Good afternoon, I'm Chris Terrell from DailyFantasySportsRankings.com and Rotoballer.com. I'm here with Kevin Harvick, number four car, at Daytona Media Day. First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking time out to talk to me here today. And I guess, came so close to winning your second championship last season with Stuart Haas. Obviously, it was your first year in the Fords, and moving forward, do you think not just yourself and the number four team, but the whole team as a whole are going to be more consistent going into the second year?
You know, that's always hard to tell. You know, I've been through years where, you know, everything has gone perfect and you go and don't win a championship. And I've been through years where you go through like last year and you battle all year and you're in a position to win a championship when you get to the last race. So you just never know what you're going to face. Every season has kind of its own characteristics and own challenges, to deal with. And, you know, we dealt with a lot of challenges last year and we'll deal with different ones this year. So we have a lot less around us that we're working on, and it's more focused on the cars and not just the fundamentals of what's going on a day-to-day basis just to get to the track.
Right. Awesome. So I guess when it comes after a long season, 36 races, like 40, 41 weeks of the year, what do you do to really get away from the track, or is it more focus on next year?
Yeah, you know, for us, this year we had our second child, so
you know, congratulations.
Thank you. We spent the majority of the off-season just really trying to get home flowing well and get into a new routine with four being the normal instead of three. So we, you know, I felt like those 6 weeks were good for us to have that time to plan. Really over the off season, it's just had, you know, try to have a firm understanding of what you need to make better, what you need to do differently. But a lot of that stuff takes time to evolve over the off season, just because of the fact that by the time you finish the season, then you have Thanksgiving, and then you go and you start December, and then everybody's off for Christmas, and everybody's taking their vacations. So really, until the first of the year, you don't have a lot of time to really dive into to know exactly where everything's going to be and what you're going to work on. And so it's been nice to be back at the shop and have been in a car already and get back into the swing of things.
Awesome. Well, I guess when you're looking at prepping for that upcoming season, do you really come in and look at multiple tracks for strategy and stuff, or is it more focused on the Daytona 500 itself?
You know, it's one of those things where I've done this for so long, and I think my team is now we're going on our fifth year. I think it's really just prepare for everything.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be short tracks, intermediate tracks, Daytona, you know what you're supposed to do at this particular point. And if there's something we need to work on, we're all going to sit down and try to address it. So, you know, we've been fortunate to have some success on pretty much all the different styles of racetracks. And I feel like, you know, some years you have the short tracks and it just kind of falls into what you do. And some years it's the intermediates. The intermediates have been fairly consistent for us as far as how we perform. So it's just one of those things where there's so much that's different this year with the inspection process and the different splitters and the way that things are going. We really just need to get on the racetrack and see what the weaknesses are and what we need to work on.
Excellent. And then just kind of looking back at the 2017 season, how big did you find that the new stage racing played in maybe making the race more competitive, having to win stages, the focus on winning stages and races to rack up those playoff points for playoffs?
Yeah, you know, really for us, we came to Daytona last year with the intention of racing for points and trying to put ourselves in position to gather those points and be able to gather stage points, and we were able to do that early in the season. We did that here at Daytona. It kind of saved our week just because we had a good qualifying race. We won the first two stages, and then we crashed with, and I think finished 22nd, but left here with the fourth most amount of points. So, getting as many points early as you can is important.
Awesome. Well, it's definitely better for the fans, I tell you that. and then just a couple fantasy questions. I do fantasy articles and cheat sheets and stuff like that. I just wanted to ask you, do you play fantasy sports? And if you do, what are some of your favorite sports outside of NASCAR that you dabble in?
Really, the only fantasy that I've ever done is fantasy football. And I haven't done that over the last couple of years because we wind up so busy, and I wind up looking at my phone all the time and looking at what's going on instead of paying attention to what I need to be doing with Keelan. So
growing family ties into that.
I had to prioritize where I was where I was spending my time, and now everything's so elaborate that you have draft parties and different things happening.
That's right.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Then I guess what is your opinion on like the impact of fantasy sports, fantasy NASCAR for the sport, maybe bringing in new fans?
Yeah, well, the thing for me is even when I did the fantasy football, it allowed me to have. I was watching more than one game, and you're watching more than your team because you want to see how your guys are doing, and it just adds another element of excitement to it, especially if you're in a league with your buddies and you guys are interacting through the race or the game. It's just it adds an element to it that makes it more fun.
And then just one more question. How big would it be this year for you to win this Daytona 500?
Yeah, well, there's nothing like winning the Daytona 500. It's our sport's biggest race, far and away. And, you know, to be able to have won this race before and understand the impact that it has on your season and your career and all the things that come with this race, you know, it'd be great to win it again.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
And good